Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a little Brahms, some clarinet, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin on a cheerful note with music written for an instrument that many of us were introduced to in grade school. I am talking about the recorder. And unlike the cacophony you may have heard in recorder class at school back in the day, in Vivaldi's day, music was considered to be an important moral and educational influence on the minds of the young, and the recorder was an important part. Vivaldi wrote some challenging works for this instrument, showing off its virtuosity, which we probably didn't see in grade school. Today, though, we will see it, a performance by Dan Lauren of Swedish and Russian parents, who remarked that when he first discovered, and I quote, the real recorder sound, he was completely overwhelmed because it was so different than what he had heard in those early recorder school lessons. Now, in his life, he has performed with many ensembles in his career, tours to Japan, United States, Israel, Australia, across Europe, and the list goes on. He has also taught at numerous academies and universities. Today, he is joined by the members of the Drottningholm Baroque Ensemble, and this is Vivaldi's Concerto in C Major. Thank you. Dan Loren and the members of the Drottingholm Baroque Orchestra with Vivaldi's Concerto in C major for recording. We're going to move on to some Canadian music, which was released last year now. Lisa LeBlanc composed her first pieces around the age of 14. She was playing at some local events and at the Miramichi's O'Donoghue's bar, but with her mother, get this, watching her because she was underage. She was recognized as an outstanding guitarist and a very promising singer-songwriter when she won the Festival International de la Chanson de Granby in September of 2010. She has since been compared to the likes of, get this, Bob Dylan, Dolly Parton, and even the Quebec singer-songwriter Plume La Traverse. Now, beneath her often funny lyrics, there are some pearls of poetry, and her choice of words and her very sincere performance is definitely a thing of beauty. Now, on this disc, it's just a, well, she's got a lot on this disc, but she's also teamed up with the classical side and l'Orchestre Symphonique du Québec. So let's take a listen.
On m'a déjà dit qu'il fallait jamais dire jamais, puis regarde ce qu'on est rendu. C'est beau, petit parti, une brique à la fois, pas trop lièvre, mais plus tortue. Un feu de paille, ça impressionne, puis ça te jette à terre, mais ça passe pas l'hiver. T'as même acheté une scie avec mon père, je pense que c'est rendu pas mal sérieux. Me semble que c'est facile, vivre avec toi, me semble que c'est facile, rire avec toi. C'est tout le temps rose, puis c'est constamment de l'entretien des deux bords du chemin. Mais fais d'en prendre soin, puis de pas couper les coins ronds, ça fait que c'est encore plus précieux. Me semble que c'est facile, vivre avec toi. Me semble que c'est facile. yours. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too. Well, you look like trouble, but I guess I do too.
Lisa LeBlanc in a live performance, as you can hear, with l'Orchestre Symphonique de Québec. And we heard two selections from just a recently released CD, You Look Like Trouble, and I Do Too, and also Me Semble Que C'est Facile. And you are listening to Classical, obviously, it is Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Mark. And I believe in some past shows I have neglected the versatile instrument, the clarinet. As per such, we're going to hear and enjoy some music by Alban Berg, an Austrian composer. He was a member of what they called the Second Viennese School, along with the likes of Schoenberg and Weber. Now, another child prodigy or teen prodigy, he was actually more interested in literature than music as a child and did not begin to compose until he was 15. And then he started to teach himself music. His circle included some really incredible people, the musician Zemlinsky and also the painter Gustav Klimt. He wrote for piano, Wozzeck, being one of his big successes, also a lot of chamber music, but today we're focusing on the clarinet, and we're going to hear his four pieces for clarinet and piano. Here's a great performance by Anthony Pei with Daniel Barenboim. Anthony Pay on clarinet, joined by Daniel Birnbaum, and a selection of Berg's four pieces for clarinet and piano. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some musical moments by Emmanuel X. Born in Poland with two Nazi concentration camp survivors, Emmanuel X moved to Winnipeg, right here in Canada, with his family at a very young age. He became a member of the Junior Musical Club of Winnipeg, and back in 1961, the family decided to move to the big New York City, where Mr. X continued his studies at none other than, well, get this, the Juilliard School. The rest is incredible history, winning pretty well every prestigious award and accolade, including the Arthur Rubinstein International Piano Competition, the coveted Avery Fisher Prize, and the list goes on and on. Today, just a sampling of some of the music by Johannes Brahms. Let's take a listen to excerpts from Brahms' Variations and Fugue on a Theme by Handel. Here is Emmanuel X. Thank you. So beautiful. The artistry of Emmanuel Ax. And selection from Brahms' Variations and Fugue on a theme by Handel. And for regular listeners, you might know it is that time, and I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, some music by Rossetti. Frank Anton Rossetti was born in Bohemia back in 1760, and following the fashion of the time, adopted an Italian name, so now it was Francesco Antonio Rossetti. In his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He joined the court orchestra as a double bassist and then went on to become a composer and conductor in the prince's court. He was quite prolific. He wrote over 30 symphonies and 20 instrumental concerti, of which we are going to hear the adagio from his concerto in F for oboe. So here is Leos Lences, joined by the members of the Slovak Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
beautiful tone, Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. That was the Adagio from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F Major. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to a classic performer, performed by a performer. I could say performer again, but then I'm in triplicate, but who opened up many a door for lots of future performers and audiences. Okay, I did it four times. I'm speaking about the artistry of James Galway. He is nicknamed the Man with the Golden Flute, and he played in numerous orchestras, including the very famous Berlin Philharmonic, and then decided to pursue a solo career. He has had many a composer write for him, and he's done some collaborations with some non-classical musicians as well. But today, a classic from the past, which never grows old. Here is Pachelbel's Canon and James Galway.
Thank you.
James Galway and Paco Bell's Canon. And I think we have time for one more piece of some beautiful music, this time by Ravel. His Pavane pour une enfant défunte, or a pavane for a dead princess. Now, this was originally written for solo piano back in 1899, when he was studying composition at the Conservatoire de Paris under Gabriel Fauré. Now, Ravel later published an orchestrated version of the pavane back in 1910. And in his words, he described the piece as, and I quote, "an evocation of a pavane that a little princess might, in former times, have danced at the Spanish court, the pavane being a slow professional dance that enjoyed great popularity in the courts of Europe back in the 16th and 17th century." Today we're going to hear the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. And that was Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Mark Crate. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.